identifying and solving behavioral problems in geldings. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp, and this is Hoofbeat on Brownfield. Dr. Scott Medill is an assistant professor in the College of Veterinary Medicine at the University of Minnesota and specializes in equine reproduction.
With geldings, the thing people worry about is the horse what they call proud cut, as in, is there some testicle or an entire testicle left behind? Usually those aren't the case, but if they are, it is something we want to deal with. Most issues we would see in geldings is a horse that was castrated young and is now getting a little older and is starting to show some stallion-like behavior, especially a horse that somebody purchased from somewhere else and they weren't the ones that owned the horse when he was actually castrated. So they're always a little iffy about, you know, was the castration done correctly or something like that. So with those horses, usually what we'll do is get them in and figure out, you know, from questioning the owner exactly what behavior they're showing. And then if there's no obvious sign of a testicle, often the first step that people will take is to do some blood tests on the horses. Our blood tests are getting better. Which one we do sort of depends a little on the age of the horse. The most common one is to look at testosterone. The only issue with it is it's not a foolproof test. You can get a horse that has a testicle left if it's all the way inside the abdomen. That will have a fairly low testosterone level, especially a younger horse under about 2 or 3 years old. Another thing we'll do then is to do what's called an HCG response test, which is to give them another hormone that makes them boost their own testosterone production if they have a testicle. So we'll take a blood sample before, give them that drug, and then take another blood sample. And mostly that'll give you a pretty good answer. Some of the horses still don't respond well to that. And there are a couple of newer tests out, mostly run by University of California, Davis. There's a hormone called anti-malarian hormone and another one called inhibin that mostly give us a pretty good idea of what's going on in that horse.
Medill says if those tests are inconclusive, surgery would be the final option.
In young horses, the tests will come up giving us some kind of answer and saying, yes, you need to go look. And if the tests indicate that the horse does have high testosterone, then usually we do find a testicle somewhere left inside. If the horses are castrated really, really young, there's some other structures in the scrotum that are kind of enlarged, the gubernaculum and the epididymis, and sometimes people get fooled and remove those and think they have testicle when they actually don't.
Medill says a change in the social dynamic may also lead to aggressive behavior as the gelding attempts to establish dominance. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Hoofbeat on Brownfield.